As a top-level fitness professional, I'm sure you are absolutely committed to helping your clients get the best results possible, helping them achieve their goals, the goals that they've shared with you that you know. And I'll just put an extra question in there very quickly. I'm sure that you know all of the goals of your clients, their short-term, their medium-term, and their long-term goals, why they want to achieve them, where they're going to achieve them, the exact day, date, and time that they're going to achieve them, how they're going to feel when they achieve them, how they'll feel if they don't achieve them, obviously what they've committed to doing to make sure that they do achieve their goals, and they're really clear on what you're going to do to make sure that they achieve their goals. And you will probably have a guarantee on that, and you'll have signed a contract, both you and your client. And that's just a given if you want to be a standout top-level fitness professional. However, it's not just about the results, it's about the wow experience that you provide. So between I need to achieve something and I have achieved is a time frame. Now, it might be a week, it might be a month, it could be a whole year, even longer. And for somebody to stay motivated to keep coming to see you every week, once or twice or three times a week, and want to keep coming because they're feeling like you care, may not be about the result, because sometimes the results take longer. So how do you make sure that every time your client leaves your facility, leaves hanging out with you, leaves their session with you, that they're saying wow? And the only way to really know that is to ask. Ask them, what will I need to do as your fitness professional that every time you leave here, you've had a wow experience? And it's different for everybody, of course, and that's why you've got to ask. It might be as simple as you arrived on time, you were well prepared, you were well dressed, you didn't have bad breath, and you didn't overspot them, you gave them a great workout. For other people, it's that they had a great laugh and you told them some awesome jokes. For other people, it's that you were genuinely interested in what they're doing in their lives. I had an experience just recently where a personal trainer was having a little bit of a whine about why he was losing clients. However, when we asked him, what do your clients do? What are their goals? What are their short-term, medium-term, and long-term goals? He didn't even know what his clients did for a living. So why should somebody come and train with you if you don't even have enough interest in their life to know what their job is? So I'm sure that that's not you, but I'm asking you to be really aware of asking your clients exactly what they want and never assuming that you know, because we all have different needs and we all have different requirements. We all have different things that make us feel special. Now, how do you make sure that you do that consistently? It's called a customer service system. And please don't rely on your memory ever, having made so many mistakes as a personal trainer, thinking, I know that, I'll remember that. And I've had too many. In fact, a really ugly one that always comes into my headspace was one of my clients who shared with me that her husband was going to be not just going for a new career position, but they would be going from a $50,000 a year income to nearly four times that. And he was going for a position that would literally change their lives. And everything we talked about for every personal training session was how her husband was going to go for this interview and what questions he was preparing for and what he was going to wear and all of those exciting things. But I didn't write it down. And I remember the day very clearly. We were three quarters of the way through my client's personal training session, and she was obviously upset, angry, disappointed. And of course, you don't know. You just know that there's something wrong. There's an elephant in the room. And she shared with me, because I asked, how are you and have I done something wrong? And she said, are you going to ask me about my husband's interview? He got the position and our lives have changed, but it seems like you weren't even interested. Now, I lost that client, and so I should have. But not only did I lose a client, I lost somebody that was important to me. And I remember seeing her one day I was running along the Gold Coast on the beach, and we ran past each other, and she just didn't want to talk to me. I'm asking you not to ever put yourself in that position. So when somebody shares with you what makes them say wow, what their experiences are with past personal trainers that have annoyed them, make sure you write everything down so you don't annoy them, and make sure that you have a system. So I've included today a very a significant system. It's very simple, but it holds you accountable to everything that your client has shared with you, and everything that you promise to do for your client, and that you consistently do it. It's actually a checklist and a tick box. Create your own, of course, but I've given you a template because I put this into practice as soon as I made that horrible mistake and lost a client and a really good friend. So never assume that you'll remember, and never assume that you know what your client wants. Always ask and always create a wow experience for them. And another really interesting example of that, often as a top-level fitness professional, and very few personal trainers do this, but I know that there are certainly max professionals that do this, you get excited about your client's birthday and you record their birthday, or you record all the special events in their life. And of course, you want to buy them a present if it's their birthday or their wedding anniversary. And we often hear this expression, oh, it's a thought that counts. Yes, it is. So put some thought into it. Ask your clients what they like. And it can just be in conversation. What's your favorite flower? What's your favorite alcoholic drink? What's your favorite music? What kind of movies do you like to go to? But when somebody shares that with you in conversation, make sure you write it down. So give you another example. I had a trainer. And it was my birthday. I rocked up for my personal training session. And she was a great trainer and she did all wonderful things for her clients, including buying a beautiful red rose for her clients for their birthday and for the guy she bought them their favorite alcoholic drink. Interestingly, she bought the same flower for everybody. And for me, as she did for all of her other female clients, when I arrived at my session on my fluffy white towel with my water bottle was a red rose wrapped in cellophane, which is absolutely beautiful, of course, except that when my father died, his coffin was covered in red roses. And I hate them. I absolutely hate looking at a red rose. And it wasn't that I didn't want to train with her anymore, but it would have been such a simple question to ask Rowie, what are your favorite flowers? Which happened to be yellow tulips. Now, my next trainer, who was a male, asked me that question, and not as a system to write it down. We just had a conversation about flowers. However, one of the other things I really hate about flowers is that you have to put them in water, and that water gets really stinky and dirty, and then you have to clean out the vase. I hate that, so I don't like cut flowers. So he was very clever, and he bought me wooden yellow tulips. And literally, I had them as part of my life. I travelled them from Australia to New Zealand, and they were part of my life for about 5, maybe longer years. So it's the little things that count. So have a look at the system that I've sent you, create your own. But most importantly, when people walk away from you and they're saying, wow, that was the best session I've ever had. Wow, that's the best gym I've ever been to. Wow, that's the best personal trainer I've ever experienced. You will not have to market your business. You'll become booked out because they'll be telling everybody how awesome you are. Now, that's not why you treat people beautifully. However, be aware that if somebody's sharing with you that their personal training business isn't working or they're losing their clients or their clients cancel, it's all about the trainer and not about the client. They're not asking the client what they want and they're not providing the service that client wants. So don't be one of those average trainers that just assumes you know what your clients want. Make them say, wow, your business will grow. You won't have to have a marketing system and it's an automatic referral system. And isn't that exciting?